Floodwaters have continued rising this morning in the New South Wales central west town of Forbes, where around 1,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate their homes. While the Lachlan River system has hit its peak, emergency authorities say the floods have been difficult to predict, and property owners in the town may still see water further encroach on their properties today. Already, around 100 homes have been affected by the rising floods. AM's Nick Grimm is in Forbes and has been surveying the damage.
Usually, this is where the placid waters of Lake Forbes grace the picturesque town that lies along the winding Lachlan River. But right now, locals in the path of its floodwaters can do little more than take the inundation that's come their way in their stride. It's a little wet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very damp at the moment.
Wearing a soaking pair of snow boots, Forbes resident Jesse Hamilton has been wading through the knee-deep water surrounding his home. Most of his neighbours have left, but because his house is raised off the ground, he and his partner have defied evacuation orders and stayed put, along with their 10-month-old baby.
We've stocked up on food and nappies and all that for her, so she seems to like looking out the window at all the ducks swimming past.
Already many farmers in the area have seen their crops submerged and livestock isolated on patches of higher ground surrounded by the floodwaters.
They certainly will leave a long impact, particularly for the outlying rural areas.
Fiona Nash is the Federal Minister for Regional Development and Deputy Leader of the National Party.
The water damage is quite significant in terms of crop losses, where we see this water lying across the country. The floodwater itself, I'm told, will probably come through the town itself over a series of days, but that outlying floodwater, our farmers and people out in those villages and those rural areas are going to be dealing with this for quite some time.
The Federal Minister for Regional Development, Fiona Nash, ending that report by Nick Grimm in Forbes.